and welcome to the Victory Devotional Podcast. We invite you to take the next few minutes to connect with God, hear His voice, and respond in worship and prayer. Here's today's message.
Amen and amen. This morning, our passage will be the most important or central passage in all of the Old Testament. Now, the book of Deuteronomy, Moses wrote it 40 years after the Exodus. So, after an entire generation of Israelites had passed. And so, he was writing this to the next generation of Israelites, who a majority of whom were not born during the Exodus. So, they were born and raised in the wilderness experience. But at this point in Moses' life and in Israel's history, they were about to enter into Canaan, the promised land, under Joshua. And so Moses wrote the book of Deuteronomy to expound on God's law as revealed in Mount Sinai through the Ten Commandments, and basically to form the next generation of Israelites into the people of God, into a godly nation. So Moses' mindset here, when we read this, remember, is nation building, all right? So let's read Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 to 9. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. The first two verses we read, verses 4 and 5, is what is called the Shema. It is the central articulation of faith, okay, of the Jewish nation, the most important and central confession of Israel in all of the Old Testament. It was their declaration that Yahweh is one, in contrast to the polytheistic pagan nations that surrounded them, and it was an expression of their total devotion to Yahweh. To affirm the Shema was to be a covenant member Israelite. To reject the Shema was to be cut off from the people of Israel. This was the heart of what it meant to be the people of God. It was their faith, their constitution, their worldview, and their culture all rolled into one. In fact, to this day, to this modern day, traditional Jews recite the Shema twice a day, morning and evening, as their confession of faith. Now, couple of quick questions. Who did Moses give the responsibility to of teaching and instilling the Shema? Okay. Now today, in this modern world, if you had something this national and significant, you would turn to the president, you would turn to the heads of media stations, you would go to the mayors of cities and, you know, ask them to develop a comp plan and roll this out. Moses didn't do that. Okay, Moses didn't go to the tribal leaders. He didn't go to the council of elders or the chief priests to instill the Shema in the people. Who did he go to? The parents. Okay. Second question, and where was this instruction supposed to take place? Again, today in the modern world, something this important would happen in schools, in churches, on TV and social media platforms. Again, Moses didn't do that. He didn't create a curriculum for the tabernacle or, you know, to be and call for a council or, sorry, community meetings, all that. No. He said, in your house. In other words, biblically speaking, nation building starts in the home. Now, alam na naman nating mga Pilipino, meron tayong favorite pastime pag sinasabi natin Marites, kasama na dun yung kinikriticize natin yung gobyerno natin at lahat ng mga politiko natin. Okay? And I'm not saying they don't deserve it, but di ba? That's part of our culture. We blame everything that's wrong on the government. But you know what? Biblically speaking, based on Deuteronomy, it's the family that's responsible for the state of the nation. Our nation goes where the family takes it. The values of the family today will become the value of the nation in the future. See, now, don't get me wrong, corrupt and wicked politicians are personally responsible and will be judged by God for their sins. But it makes me wonder, ano kayang klaseng mga pamilya si ang kinalakhan nila? What did their parents teach them? Diba? What did they see their parents do? What did they witness their parents doing? I really wonder, how were they formed in the home? Or maybe they weren't formed, for that matter. And so, sabi nga natin, if the barangay is the smallest unit of government in the Philippines, biblically speaking, the family is the smallest and central unit of government. Now, there's two ways that families build a nation. Number one, children primarily learn what it means to walk with God in the home. It's in the home where they first should, or they should at least learn about the Word of God, who God is, His ways, and what He has taught us, and His nature. And so as parents, we should not delegate discipleship to the church or to the school, kahit Christian school pa yan. Our first and most important disciples are our own children. They should see Christianity lived out by the parents. Now, don't forget, I'm a pastor. So, I'm not minimizing the importance of church. Church is very, very important. In fact, it is essential in our spiritual walk. But, church is a spiritual community. Okay? This is where children now learn what it means to be part of a larger community of faith. Okay? Church is very formative. Okay? They learn what it means to worship God as a congregation through discipleship, catechism, and liturgy. So, we are formed spiritually in the church, but in a way that is more organized and ordered. In contrast, it's in the home where we learn to walk with God organically and naturally, where Christianity is a way of life. We don't compartmentalize God, na this is the religion part of my life, so dyan lang si God. This is my hobby, this is my study, this is my area. No, no, no. It's in the home where we understand that God is central, the Lord Jesus is central, and basically rules over all of our lives on a daily basis. Okay? Parang ano lang yan eh. Just recently, over the Christmas break, my wife and I picked up a new sport. It's a relatively new sport. It's called pickleball. I'm not sure if you've heard of it. Medyo kumakalat siya ngayon in the Philippines. Now, and dami namin iniimbita to play with us, pickleball. But if you haven't played pickleball, if you've never experienced it, the way I would want you to enjoy it or learn it, I won't tell you, okay, here's the rule book, okay, intindihin mo, basahin mo, and then once you've understood everything, then maglaro tayo. No, that's not how I would want you to enjoy pickleball. What I would do is, tara, join us. Because pickleball is very easy to learn. First time mo pala matututunan mo, I would just let you play it and then I'll teach you the rules as we go along. It's the same thing with Christianity. It has to be a way of life. It's not about rules. It's not about information. It's not about knowledge, although there's a lot of it in there. It's a way of life. And as we walk with God on a day-to-day basis, then we learn everything else. And again, that begins in the family. Second thing that family helps in nation building is that it is where children learn self-government. Romans 13 teaches us that God instituted the government as an instrument of justice. That's all. Okay? The government's role is simply to establish peace and order by wielding the sword for those who do wrong. So some of you are wondering, eh bakit ang laki-laki ng gobyerno? And bakit ang daming mga departments that go beyond issues of justice? Well, the reason governments have grown so big and have had to create all sorts of departments is because when citizens do not exercise self-government, it creates a need for bigger government. The less internal government we have, the more external government we require. Diba? Alam naman natin lahat, may Pinoy attitude na kung makakalusot, lulusot. Okay? And because parang ang lusot ng Pilipino, we need to create all kinds of departments. For example, growing up, I don't know if it's still called Metro Aid, pero merong Metro Aid, okay, to sweep the streets. Why? Eh because lahat ng Pilipino, especially nung araw, tapon lang ng tapon ng basura sa daan. And so now the government has to hire street sweepers just to clean up after us. Or MMDA, isipin mo na lang, why do we have so many traffic police? Ano? Eh, paano? Ang Pilipino, pag walang MMDA, kahit yellow yan, aandar yan. Kahit red, actually, aandar yan. And so now, because we don't have internal government, we require external government. Think about the DSWD, as valuable as all those departments are. Why do we have a DSWD? If instead, every Filipino learned to be his brother's keeper, there would be no need for all of us to depend on the government for all our social needs. Proverbs 25:28 says, "A man without self-control is like a city broken into and left without walls." In biblical times, the wall basically served as the defense and the identity of a city. A city without walls is practically not a city anymore. And so when a person grows up with no self-government, the result is an aimless and purposeless life. And when that same person gets elected into office by name recall alone, the result is disastrous for the nation. On the other hand, if we fulfill our role as parents by instilling the fear of God in the hearts of our children, as our children go up, they will go up as godly, self-governed boys and girls who will one day grow up to be leaders of their industries and maybe even of the nation. And when they do that, they will be men and women who are both disciples of Christ and responsible citizens of the Philippines who will lead our nation to righteousness. That is where the future of our nation lies. So let's begin to build the future of the Philippines today in our homes. And as we do that, as we dream of a righteous, godly, and prosperous Philippines, why don't we lift that dream up to God once again in worship and prayer.
You drive away our fears and give us courage. Empowered by your Spirit, by your strength, proclaim to every place that you have risen. We will obey, we won't delay. Take your place, let all the earth be saved. Your kingdom reigns, now every heart will sing your praise. We'll be your hands and feet, we're called by your grace. The world will know your name, Jesus, you reign. So every heart will sing your praise, and every heart will sing your praise, and every heart your praise.
Just before you go, allow me to pray a prayer of blessing over you, but not just over you and your families, but over our nation, the Philippines. Numbers chapter 6. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Good morning. Have a wonderful day. Join us again tomorrow and every day after that. God bless you all.
Thanks for joining us today. We hope this helps you build a habit of hearing from God daily. For more messages like these, follow us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. If you'd like to watch these messages live every morning, visit us on facebook.com/victoryph.